Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav in Maseches Kiddushin. Let's just finish up the last line that we were discussing yesterday about kinyanim of animals, behemagasas and behemadakos. The Gemara discussed machlokas, different cheetahs in the Tanoim, about what kinyanim works for a small animal, a big animal. And the last line, the last part of the Gemara, quoted the Shita of Reb Shimon, who said that you have to lift up each animal, zuvuzu bahagba. So the question is, why is if that's true, then what about very large animals? How would you be magbia them? Is it possible to lift up an elephant? So the Gemara gave three options. Number one, either using chalipin, so chalipin would work. Number two, we say either socher es makomo, that you rent out lease out the spot where it is, and number three, you put kalim underneath the legs of the elephant. So the Gemara said, is that to teach me that the kalim of the lokeach of the Rishus Bocher is kona, which is a machlokes in Maseches Bava Basra? So would this shed light on that machlokes? So the Gemara answers, yeah. The Gemara said, no, that's no raya, because we're not talking about it in the Rishus of the Mocher. Either it's in an alleyway, it's in a corner, which is not Rishus of Rabim, not Rishus of Yachid, so therefore there's no raya to the general issue of the Rishus Mocher, or Chavile Zumuros. Or Chavile Zumuros, it's talking about a case where you put vines under the elephant's legs. And what does that do? So Rashi says on top, Chavile Zumuros, Hagvohim min ha'aretz shlosha tachim. You put vines on the ground, which are, imagine you have a pile of, like, old schach, right? So you have, they have branches that go up three tefachim. So Rashi says, when the elephant walks on that, umolichat alehem, and it goes on top of that, or the other verse is, ma'aleyu alehem, tahagbash losha tefachim agvahi, denafgale mitores lavud. That Shitas Rashi, that Hagbah is, it requires three tefachim. It's no more loved, as we know from Sukkah. Loved means as if the three tefachim are non-existent. If you have airspace, you can say it's loved, as if it's connected. So here too, it's as if the animal, because it went out of loved, out of more than three tefachim, it's as if it was lifted up. So that's Chavile Zmuros, according to Rashi. Tosus quotes that and says, Ulapirusho, on the third line of Tosus, Bekelam Lamatilamayimar, Delikli Bidin Hagbah, Shiyaniach Kelam Tachas Raglov, Destamayuin Ba'ovian Shlosha Tvachim. You're probably only allowed to use branches and not Kelam, because what type of Kli would be higher than three Tvachim? Ulapirushabedutam, the Mefarish Tahagbah, Betefakani, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, Hagbah doesn't need three Tvachim. What's Hagbah? Hagbah is not about getting it out of lovehood. As we've said many times, to reflect Haraz Bailus, one needs just to do an act that shows his ownership, and therefore you don't need specifically three tefachim, even one agba. Lavud is a halachic legal principle that is like the wall of a sukkah, the roof of a sukkah, connected, not connected, so that you need a formal measurement of three tefachim. But hagbah, why would you need three tefachim? That's the machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos here and elsewhere, whether the kinyan hagbah requires three tefachim or not. Okay, so that was what we mentioned yesterday. Then the end of Tosfos says, why dafka does it say chavile zmuros, why just not rocks? Wouldn't rocks be better? You'd think of vines, wouldn't the elephants step on them and break them? So Rav Meshulam says, it uses that because it wants to give a case of animal fodder, elephant fodder. So what's the case that you're going to put there? You're going to put the animal food, and then the animal will go on there because he'll be involved in eating them. But who kofits among bias asmam in aretz, and he jumps up and lifts himself off the ground, and he eats them. Okay, the Shor Mitzion Balacha here has one line.
Does that mean realistically that he's not totally off the ground?
And not at the same time. Is that totally off the ground at the same time? Is one leg at a time? Could you do hagbah in shifts?
Right. In other words, when he's eating from something that's on top of him, even if he's going higher than three, he's still got his hind legs up.
Right. I don't think he puts. The Gemara says that he put it under each of the four. It just is bechavile zmuros.
Right.
So does that mean that that whole animal goes on top and the whole animal's lifted up? Could be. The Rosh Hashanah Balacha quotes, "Ubahagbah zu nikne v'nira dezehu sod harikud." This is what dancing's all about. On Shmini Atzeres at Sukkas Torah, we're machna ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we lift ourselves up, kinyan hagbah, and when you dance, you jump up. So he says he thinks that's might be some sources quote. That's what rikud is about. Okay, let us continue. There's one other ha'ara that I wanted to mention related to Chavile Zmuros, and that is The Ramah, see if we have, you know what, let's wait with this. I think you can say this on the next Gemara too. So let's wait with this and we'll continue. Let's go to the next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Nechasim Sheish L'Machrayis. So if any Mishnah in Hilchas Kinyanim is quoted, this is the one. This is the one that has to do with Metaltolin and Karkas. So here we go. Nechasim Sheish L'Machrayis. Nechasim that have Achrayis. What does that mean? That lenders rely upon when they lend money. So that basically means Karka. Basically means karka, land. Yishta b'achrayas, Rashi says, Hainu karkaos, that's karka. Sh'achrayas kal adam halove v'hanosha b'chaveiro aleihen. Anybody who lends or bites, literally, nosha b'chaveiro, right, when you lend money, if it leads to interest, so that's like a bite. A snake bite, the Gemara says, is a little bit at the beginning and it gets worse and worse. That's why lending money is called nosha, because if you don't pay up, the interest payments, you know, if it's ribis, it's aser, increases. So if somebody lends money, he relies on them. Lafisha kayam and va'omdim, they're there forever. Right? Karka, as the Gemara says, ain't an exelus, cannot be stolen. So that's why, that's what people rely on. They're going to lend money to people who have land. So nechasim, sheish lamachrayis, how does one acquire land? Niknin, bekesef b'shtaro b'chazaka, is nikna with kesef, either by paying for it, the buyer pays for the land, u'b'shtar, or the seller gives a shtar to the buyer, the deed, u'b'chazaka, and with a kenya chazaka, a physical act is done to the land. So let's talk about each one. So kesef. So first of all, the Gemara, the Rishonim ask, what happened to chalipin? Chalipin, right, the handkerchief or pen that you lift up, chalipin works for karka also. Chalipin works for anything. So why does it say it here? So two answers. The Tosfos Rid says, the Gemara is looking, as Josh just said, for exclusive kinyanim by each, karka versus metaltolin. And chalipin works by both. So the Mishnah is not interested in saying, this works by karka, this works by metaltolin, this works by both. That's to keep things neat. Meaning there's nothing fundamental by the fact that chalipin is left out. Kesef shayv chazaka de istu bekarkos lasu bebetaltzel ktani. Shikam chazaki in malos bebetaltzel. You can't do a kiddy chazaka by metaltzelin. Masheki bechalipin you can. Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Hayashar says, you know why chalipin is not there? Because it's included in kesef. Chalipin is part of kinyan kesef, says Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore it is included. So what's the machlokas about? So they might be arguing about what we touched on in the past. How different is chalipin than other kinyanim? If you say it's part of kinyan kesef, then you're saying it's not such a different category. So it's there, but it's not there. The Tosfos Rid, who says that according to the, they both might be holding, because even the Tosfos Rid said it's a technical reason why it's not there, because it applies by both. Or the Tosfos Rid might be saying the fact that it applies by both means it's a different category of a kinyan. As we mentioned, maybe chalipin doesn't focus on the maisa at all. What happens by chalipin? I pick up a pen. What kind of kinyan is that? Right, I didn't touch the object. I didn't, like the Rambam says, it's just a concretization of my das that I'm serious about what's going on here. Right, but the chassan stitch, the chassan picks up the handkerchief, the pen. It's a concretization of his gemiras das. He's going to accept his chayvus of the ksuba, whether he likes it, whether he does that kinyan or not. They ate them, sign it. They sign the shtar. Period. The ksuba kicks in. You do chalipa to show an extra gemiras das that he's really serious about what's happening. But it's all focused on the das. So that's why he's quoted. That the Shulchan Aruch says that even though by other kinyanim you can only retract within tok de dibur, very small amount of time, by chalipin you have as long as you're asukin boso inyan. As long as you're involved in the inyan, you can retract. Why do you have more time? Because again, chalipin is not about the act itself, it's about the das that's involved, and as long as you're involved, so you still have that das. That might be what's behind this machlokas, Tosfos Rid, and Rabbi Nutam. So that is about kesef. Shtar. What is shtar about? So that's about the shtar is given from the mocher to the kone. What about chazaka? Kidya chazaka. So Rashi quotes, look at Rashi, second skinny line. But chazaka, rafak beperta, you dug a little bit in the ground. O dayish amitzri, or you walked on the borders. Right, dash means to thresh or to trample. O na'al o paratz kolshu, or you closed the gate, or you did something else to the field. So Rashi quotes Daish Amitzri, walking on the land. Right, so what's the source of Kiddush Chazaka? Rabbi Basser says, Avram Avinu, Kumis Halach Baris Larka L'Rachba. Walk around the Eretz Yisrael, and that way you will be Konit. That's what it says. The Tosfos Rid, though, says, it can't just be walking around. Daish Amitzri, just walking around the borders. What kind of Kinyan Beguf is that? So you walk around the field. Is that a reflection of ownership when you walk around the borders? So you might say yes. Right, you walk around the borders of your field. But the Tosas Rid says it can't. I'm sorry?
You need a
Maisa. You need a Maisa of the Tosas Rid. Even the Rambam that we mentioned in the past says you don't need a Maisa, but Gufa Karka sometimes, meaning putting your fruit out to dry on your field. The Rambam says that might be good enough for Kiryas Chazaka in certain cases, while the Raiva does not like it. But even there, you have an act. What are you doing here? You're walking around the borders. That's what the Tosas Rid doesn't like, just walking around the borders. But the Rashi says it. Rashi says it. And the Rambam seems to say it also. Rambam seems to say walking around the borders is good enough. Maybe he compares that to Achilas Peros, why it is good. Right? So maybe Rashi's mentioning you're not just walking around the borders, you're fixing the borders. That's what some suggest. So that's why that would be a Maisa Biguf HaDavar. Okay. Also, one more point by Kesef. Kinyan Kesef. So when does the Kinyan occur? When I'm paying for it. Let's say I'm paying in installments. I'm paying for the land, so I'm not going to pay everything up front. So paying in installments, so when does the kinyan occur? So the Rishonim here say, right when the first prut is given. When the first prut is given, then the land belongs to the buyer. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Shulchan Aruch holds the Zimin Kuf Tzadik. Zimin Kuf Tzadik. Oh boy. Shulchan Aruch says, V'kesef keitzan machar lo bayis. Osadev and Asan lo Kesef, Shavet Pruta. Once a Shavet Pruta is given, Kana, that's it. The land has already changed ownership. The Ain Echonim Yachol Achzerbo. And neither of them can retract. The Afilu Nasan lo Akesel Almanach Shakzireolo, even Almanach Lahachzir. But either that's the Shulchan Aruch. So why does that work? After you give the first Pruta. Why is that good enough? So the Sma says, you know why? It's only a case where you gave the first Pruta and you made the rest of it into a loan that's owed. So it's as if you paid everything and then he gave you back the money. That's why it works. It's not something magical about the first pruta. It's that the first pruta was given, and the rest of it is now a loan. That's what the Sma says, because all Kinyan Kesef is about Shivui HaMekach, says the Sma. You're paying for something, the value. There's nothing symbolic about a Kinyan Kesef, says the Sma. It's all about Damim. It's all about the value. And the Taz there, this is much talked about, Machloka Shach and Taz, the Taz there says, no, what are you talking about? Kinyan Kesef is symbolic. Well, when you have a marriage, and I give my wife a ring. What, she's worth the value of the ring? Chas v'shalom. Right? Especially the ring, the wedding ring is worth much less. We had earlier in Tosfos, you don't give rings with stones for wedding rings. You have a simple ring that she knows exactly the value is. So Taz says, and you compare marriage to Seyafron, right, to buying land. So what does that reflect? Says the Taz, that reflects that Kinyan Kesef is symbolic. You're right, you're going to have to get the money. But it's all about Kesef more than Damim. And therefore, you give the first Pruta. Why have to give first? So that's it. Forget the fact that you owe the rest. You're right, you owe the rest. But that's not why the kinyan occurs. The kinyan occurs because of the symbolic first pruta that is given. That is the old gabi kinyan isha b'kesef nilmal yefron. V'zeh pasha deb'isha kono said derech nesina l'chud v'lo b'torah shivui mashehu shaveh. Right, that's what the Achokas Taz and Sma right here in Kosha Mishpat at the beginning of Simon Kuf Sadik. How to understand the Shulchan Aruch, why does the kinyan kesef work after giving one pruta? Okay, so let's continue down. Says the Gemara. Where are we? She'en lohem achrayis, metaltalin. How is metaltalin acquired? So, karkis, kesef shara chazaka. Metaltalin, a niknin ela b'mishicha. You need mishicha. Pulling the animal. What about hagbah? Let's say you can't do chazaka. What about lifting up the animal? Why isn't that in the Mishnah? What about misira? Right? Giving it over? Giving it over. So the Ritva says, a very important line on Daf Chafhei earlier, yesterday's blot. Ritva says that Mishicha is the Av and Hagbah and Mesira Toldos. Right? They're really one category, but Mishicha is the Tolda, and therefore it also is included. But you look, ask, when are there Elevade Mishicha Iker Kra Umina Israbu Mesira Hagbah V'Havaluhu K'Toldos Dida. It's like the Toldos. So when the Gemara in Baba Kama asked, where are there Avos and Toldos? It's not just by Tuma, it's not just by Nezikin, and it's not just by Shabbos, it's also by Kinyanim, says Ritva. It's also by Kinyanim.
Doesn't Hagbah work in more cases, though?
Does Hagbah work in more cases? That's a question we had yesterday from the Rashbah, right? That Hagbah is Mali Tvei, right? It might also work by animals, but maybe Mashicha captures the element of the Kinyan more than Hagbah. But he calls it, he says, like Mashicha is the Av. Continuing, so that's how you're kona each one separately. So now the Gemara Mishnah says there's a way you can be kona them together. Meaning metaltalin, nechasim that don't have achrayas, people do not rely on them when they lend money because maybe they won't be there in the future. Nicknamim nechasim sheishlam achrayas, they can be nicknamed with nechasim that have achrayas, meaning with karka. The kesef b'shara b'chazaka, that's the makar for the principle of kinyan agav. Kinaga means if I'm selling you a piece of land and I want to sell you a watch, so I can sell you the watch, agav the land. I do a kinyan on the land, and in that way, the watch is yours too. We'll talk about it a little bit later, what the lumdus is behind kinyan agav, but that's the principle of kinyan agav. Most assume kinyan agav is daraisa. There are some rishonim that say it's drabanan, but most assume that it's a kinyan daraisa. Finally, also, a connection between land and movable items, karka metaltalin. The rule is you're not nishba on karka. Ain't nishba on ala karkos. Right, for a bit, learned that from Sukkim. But the halacha is, let's say you've already taken a shvua on a taltalin. So Bezim will throw in the shvua, it's called Gilgal shvua, they'll roll in a shvua on the karka also. Once you're taking a shvua about this, you know, we'll throw in. Just like we have by the makkers by Isha Sota, the Mishnais in the middle of Sota, where once we're making her swear that she didn't do anything with this man and this Yichud, so we say, you know what, swear about this and swear about that, and you never did with any man, whenever you were married. But all the times that you would have been Nesar Sabaila, we make her swear also, we're Megalgel on her a shvua. So here too, that applies to karka and metaltalin as well. Okay, so now we talk about the makkers. Bekasamin alon. How do you know that karka kiminikna bekesef? Amar Chizkiya, Amar Karka, the brother says in Yirmiyahu, sados bakesef yikanu. Right, sados are bought with money. Those are bought with money. Ask Tosfos, why don't we just quote a pasuk from Chayasara? Right, stay Ephron. You don't have to go to Yirmiyahu. Right, so what about the pasuk from Avram Avinu? So Tosfos says in Amar Kra, second Tosfos, hadlo aisi mikra, duchsiv gabe Ephron, vishum de dilma hanimili mi nachri, shakol kinyana bekesef. Maybe Kinyanim with non-Jews are different. Where they, Kinyan Kesef, that's what they do. Therefore, maybe you wouldn't have learned it out from Nachri. The Pnei Yeshua says that maybe you wouldn't have known the idea that we just talked about, that you would have, you're already Makne with the first Pruta. So maybe by a Goy, you have to give the whole money in order for it to be Nikneh. So maybe that's what you wouldn't have known from the from just the Pasuk in Stei Afro. I'm sorry, that was what the Makna says. That's what the Makna suggests. The Pnei Yeshua gave a different answer. The Pnei Yeshua says, let me see if I can find it here. If not, we'll continue. Right. So the Pnei Yeshua says, maybe the idea from Stei Ephron, we don't learn Kinyanim from Stei Ephron. Kicha, Kicha, mi Stei Ephron just means that we learn the word Kicha means Kinyan. But Lav Dafka, that the actual Kinyan is learned out from Stei Ephron. That just might be a Gilui Milsa. That's what he says. So if in an Iker Kinyan mi Stei Ephron, el Gilui Milsa ba'alma, the Lashon Kicha hainu Kesef. But not that we actually learn the kinyan from it. So two other answers besides the one Tosfos gives. So Ve'ema says the Gemara Adi Kishtar. Who says that makar by Yirmiyahu is purely kinyan kesef? Maybe it means kesef and shtar. This is because it also says in the pasuk v'kasoba sefer v'chasom that there's also a shtar involved there. So the Gemara says no iksiv yikanu lebasov kidaka amrit. If it said the Yikanu, meaning the lashon of kinyan at the end of the pasuk after mentioning kesef and shtar, then fine. Then you would think that it has to be both. But if it says the word kinyan after the word kesef, so it must mean kesef kani. The kinyan here is happening just through kesef. Shtar raya ba'almahu. And the shtar is just a raya. It's a raya afterwards that something occurred, but not that the kinyan is happening with the shtar. Right? We know there are different types. There's two different types of shtaris. There's a shtar kinyan, where the kinyan happens through the shtar, like a shtar erisin or a get, or a shtar shichur that we spoke about for a while just now for the past week, 2 weeks, right? So those are shtar kinyanim. That affects the kinyan, the handing over the shtar. But in ke'echad, masha enkin, a shtar raya is just a shtar for a raya. Now I lend you money, I give you the money, and then we write up a shtar to prove that I owe you the money, or you owe me the money. Right, that's a shtar raya. That doesn't affect anything. So that's what the Gemara says. That the pasuk is the kinyan is the kinyan with a kesef, and the shtar is just the raya. The Ramban uses this Gemara as a little difficulty for the Shittas HaRambam. It's a well-known Shittas HaRambam in the sugya of shtaros, where the Rambam says the effectiveness of shtarei raya are midrabanan. That's what the Rambam says in the Chasedus. All shtarei raya are midrabanan. Shtar kinyan, it has to be daraisa, right? It's a get. Right, shtar shichur, it's a daraisa. So, but that the Rambam can't say that's the Rabbanan. But a shtar raya is midrabanan. Why? Because the Rambam says midaraisa, you have to testify edim themselves, human edim sitting there. So the Rambam Menuchas Edus din Torah she'im akalan Edus lo b'dinim mamad lo b'dinim fashas elam mipi ha edim shenemar al pi shayim edim mipi em below miksav yadan. Rambam says you can't write in Edus aval mi divrei sofrim shachot k'dinim mamad is be'edus shebishtar. Says Edus Shabishtar is Drabbanan, says the Rambam. And the Ramban says, how could that be? One of his writers is this Gemara. Because the whole source, what's in the Pasuk? in the pasuk is a shtar raya. So why is that? Why is that the Rabbanan? Because learned that from Yirmiyahu. So the Ramban says maybe this is the Rambam Lishitaso, that anything learned out from Navi Midivrei Kabbalah is Drabanan. Is Drabanan. But the Ramban and most Rishonim argue. Most Rishonim argue that there's a difference between a shtar and Eidus Shebishtar. A shtar is very different, not for now, but that's the that's what most Rishonim hold, not like the Rambam. Shtari Rayas are also Deoraisa. Okay, let's continue.
When we say
that, it's another raya that the Ramban agrees. The whole concept of Kiyum Shtar is Darabanan, that shows Daraisa is good enough, and the Rabbanan added on another requirement of Kiyum Shtaris, that you have to verify the Shtar, Mi Darabanan. So what do you do with that? If it's good, only good Darabanan, how do you work that? That's another. You can look at the Ramban in the Shurashim, in Shurashani, that's where he has a big discussion of this wrap up. Amarav, let's continue. When do we say that Kinyan Kesef works by itself in a place where the minhag is not to write a shtar also? But if in a place where you write a shtar, no kano. So then the Gemira's Das, the people involved are expecting the shtar, and therefore the Kinyan does not occur until the shtar is written. V'parish. But if they explained and explicated that he says, I want this or that, right? So then parish. Then whatever t'nai they made will work. Kihad Ravidi Bar Avin, like Ravidi Bar Avin, Kizavan Ara, when he bought some land, Omar, Ibiina Bakaspa Ikni, Ibiina Bishtar Ikni. So Ravidi told the seller, I want my options open. I want it to be with whatever I decide, either with Kesef or with Star. Why? Ibiina Bakaspa Ikni, I want to choose maybe Kesef, Diba Isulamedar, Lamatizu Adrisu. Because I can want to give Kesef, because then once I give you the money, you can't retract. Period. You're finished. I want the land. But Ibiina Bishtar Rabbi may want to be Kona Bishtar, so that I can retract. Ikni, Dibin, and Lamedr, Hadranabi, I can retract. So therefore, I want my choices open, says Ravidi, and you can make that tonight. You can make that tonight to go either or.
If the Makkah hears from Yirmiyahu, is the Rabbanan also hold that Kesef isn't Darabanan?
Right, if the Makkah is from Yirmiyahu, would the Rabbanan hold that Kesef is Darabanan? So he says Kesef by, like, Kiddushin might be Darabanan, right? Could be Divrei Sofrim. Other Makkahs, I don't think so. I mean, there are some times that you can learn something out from Navi and is Khalipin. So that from a pasuk in Rus,
the rest of them also
right? All of them are going to be learned out from psukim in Navi, not just ksuvim but Naviim. I assume it's not only that they would say most the Rambam would say that these are daraisa also. Ubishtar, how do you know that kesa that karka b'gimikah bishtar? I mean, Allah and Elim should tachsev because of b'sev chasom bo'ed edim, as the pasuk we quoted earlier. V'yamr shtar raya ba'almahu, but we quoted that pasuk as by shtar raya, not by shtar kinyan. Elam ehalcha, different pasuk in Yirmiyahu. V'ekach ha'sefer ha'mikneh, where he says, I took the sefer ha'mikneh, the sefer, the shtar of the kinyan. Amr shvul loshon ela b'shtar matana. When do we say that a shtar could affect a kinyan by a shtar matana? Well, you're giving a shtar matana. We're giving a matana, you can write a shtar on that matana. And we had the ksos that we mentioned a number of times. Can you give a shtar matana on a piece of land and then put the shtar into the land that you're selling, into that you're giving? So the ksos had said that does not work. You don't say the principle of Bon Ke'echad by matanas, only by gittin and shechur. So Shmuel says, though, it only works by shtar matana. Avo b'mecher, but by a sale, lo kana achitim lo damim. You have to give the money. Right? Shtar does not work by Mekach or Memkar. Why? Rashi says, because the person that doesn't have Gemira's Das to sell until he gets his money. So Mazar Rav Amnun, is that really true? Didn't we learn? Bishtar Ketzad, what is the Kenyan Bishtar? Kosov lo, al Haniyar o al Acheres. You write on a cloth or on a shard. Even though the shtaris themselves don't have shavapruta, right? Because it's not going through a kinyan of kesef. Sadai mechura lecha, sadai nesuna lecha. My field is sold to you. My field is given to you. Haris mechura v'nesuna. It's sold and given. So the havamin is that there is two separate cases. They could use a shtar to say my field is sold to you. So it's against Shmuel who says that shtaris do not work by mecher. So who most of love and mufarik lesser? Rav Nuna also answered. B'mocha two answers. Either b'mocha sadeh b'nei rasa. Maybe we're talking about a case where he's selling his field because there's something wrong with it. Meaning, even if generally he does not have gemiras das to sell, here he'll do it without. He'll do it with a shtar because he just wants to get rid of this so badly. So even though usually shtaros do not work as shtari kinyan, but here it would work. So it's a specific case. Rav Ashi Amar, a different answer. B'matana b'kesh lo. Really, it's one case. It's not two cases of Mechira and Matana. It's one case. He is wants to give it b'matana. So why did he write it? And he formulated in the shtar as a sale, even though it's really a gift. in order to strengthen the position of the buyer. Why? Because of mishubadim, meaning if a bal chov comes and wants to collect, only a bal chov could. If the bal chov comes and collects the mekabel's field, so if he got it as a buyer, then he could go back to the original guy and get his money back. But if he got it as a matana, he didn't give anything, so therefore he wouldn't be able to get anything back. So he's miyapeh the koach by writing that it is a mechira. Tosva says, why doesn't he just write mechira? Why does he have to write matana? How does matana help? How does matana help, Tosva says? How is that miyapeh kocho? So Tosva says, maybe that's miyapeh kocho regarding the principle of dina de bar mitzra. The halacha is, if you sell something, then you always have to ask the neighbor first. That's because the neighbor wants to expand this property. If you give something, give it to whoever you want. Right, because it's out of your own goodness, of your own heart. So he gives it as matana. He writes that because that would override the principle of bar mitzvah. Tosfos also says maybe it was just a matana case. That was the Messias. That's why he wrote matana. But those are the two ideas why Tosfos says until the Maskev Olama why he has to write both formulations. Good. That is shtar. Uba chazaka. And what about kinyan chazaka? How do we know that a karka can be nicknamed with chazaka? So minala, amar chizkia, amar kra, ushvu ba'arechem asher tafastem. Sit in the lands that you grabbed, right? Sit in the lands that you were yorish. Upama tafastem b'yeshiva. How will you tofes them b'yeshiva? So it says ushvu asher tafastem. So how will you tofes them b'yeshiva? Tver b'shmal tana, b'yirishem osav yishavtem ba. Pasuk at the end of Sefer the beginning of Sefer Devarim, right? Yarshin Eretz Yisrael and live there. But my Yarashtim, so how do you Yarshin? How does that become yours? Be yeshiva by sitting there. That is Kinyan Chazaka. As the Pnei Yeshua, didn't the Urim Atumim give it out? So what do you need Kinyan Chazaka here? The Urim Atumim said exactly what land belongs to everybody, right? So what do you need a Kinyan Chazaka here? So maybe one could suggest, there's a Raya that suggests maybe the Urim Atumim only did the Shvatim and not the Mishpachos. So the mishpachas had to be machzik their own land. So that's one answer given. And others say, no, maybe the Urim Tumim wasn't machzik anything. It was just megala. It was just megala who owns what. But they have to do their own kinyanim in order to be to be kona'it. Those are that. But the Pnei Yeshua has that ha'ara about, we're talking about Eretz Yisrael here. Ask the Ritva, why did the first opinion quote a pasuk in Yirmiyahu? Why don't they just go with Rabbi Shmuel's quote? Right? Pasuk in the Torah, wouldn't that be stronger? So the Ritva... So the Ritva says, it quotes this pasuk because it mentions the two aspects of kinyan chazaka in the first pasuk, right? My high crush, I mean the shopper trade dinin chazaka, tikun hakarka v'tashmish begufo, right? Tikun karka and tujo, meaning tafastem, you're doing a ma'isa begufo, and yeshiva, you're using it. So the Ritva says that's why that pasuk is something that is used. There's a machlokas achronim here. I think we touched on it in Maseches Gittin. There's a kinyan called kibush milchama. When one country conquers another country, so now they own it. That's the kibush, and that's how Eretz, actually the Jews went in, did kibush the first time. The first time when Yeshua ben Nun went in, that was through kibush. The second time was through chazaka, but the first time they went in was through kibush. So the so there's a machlokas achronim between the Dvar Avraham and others, the Makneh, by kibush milchama. Do you have to do a kinyan afterwards, or is that itself a kinyan? Is kibush milchama just a kinyan by itself? Is that good enough? You conquered this land. You have to go actually and do kinyanim in the land. So the Dvar Avraham proves from this Gemara, it seems like yes. Because it's Virishtim Osav Yishavtim. We still have to live there. What do you mean? Well, they conquered the land. Isn't that good enough? So the Makna has to figure out a way how to re-explain it. But that's the Machlokas, based on this Gemara, whether Kibush Melchama has to be have a kinyan with it. There is also a big discussion, we'll just touch on it now, regarding the two times B'nai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Right, when Yeshua went in, it was kibush. It was through kibush. Well, the second time went in, when Ezra and Nehemiah, they didn't find anybody. They were given permission by Koresh, and they went in, and they were machzik. They did it through kinyan chazaka. So it's interesting, says the Rambam, right? Are we passing this way, that the first kiddush was batel, right? Kiddush Rishon, kiddush Shaisa, below kiddush Lasalavo, right? The land, some lost its kiddush when Bnei Yisrael went out. But checking the second time, it stayed. So ironically, when they went in fighting and conquering and they won, so that was undermined. That's undermined afterwards, right? And you lose the kedusha once they were defeated. Hashem, chazaka stays forever. So chazaka is the less pomp and circumstance, the less, you know, fanfare at the time, but that stays. That's the kinyan chazaka that stays forever. Many mafarshim explain why that is true. The Meshech Chachma has a little different way. It says in Parshas B'Shalach on the Shira, he says, you know why it stayed? Because, let's say you have a balloon. The larger the balloon, the easier it is to crack it. The more fragile it is. The more fragile something is, the easier it is to ruin it. So that's why kibush is a greater one, but it's more fragile. While chazaka is a less strong, let's say, but it's less fragile and it's more durable, and therefore the chazaka could stay. That's what he talks about on Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem. Says the Gemara, continuing. Beishem leilam machrayzim yikam elab mashicha. Metatzel and Ernikna by pulling him. How do you know? The pasuk says, "Chisimku memkar lamisecha, kono miyana misecha." Right? The pasuk says at the end of Vayikra, if you buy something or sell something from your friend, and it's miyada misecha, darai nikna miyali yad. So something that goes from hand to hand, that's kinyan mishicha. Ula Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Dvar Torah Mos Konos Michael Amemar. What about according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says really you don't need mishicha? It's just money works. This is referring to a major machlokas above Messiah. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Money, giving money over. So does that work mida oraisa for metaltalin? So Rabbi Yochanan says maos konos. That means mida oraisa is good enough. Mida rabbanan it doesn't work because you know what's going to happen? I'm going to give you money, and then you're not going to give me the items yet. It's still going to be in your house. And the next day you're going to come over and you're going to say, "Oh, I'm sorry. There was a fire in my attic yesterday, and your straw was burned up." Right? And hey, there's no recourse because the kinyan already occurred. So that's why Shemin Isra V'chitech Ba'aliyah. So that's why Midra Rabbana we say Mos Reino Konos. But Midra Raisa or Mos Konos. If you say Mos Konos and Midra Raisa, so what is it Meshicha Drabanan? So Gemara says, yeah. Tana Dakana Drabanan Ketani. Right? So the Mishnah mentioned the din Drabanan of Meshicha according to Rabbi Yochanan. Mashma, the others are Daraisa.
Why is there no
gzeira drabanan? What do you mean gzeira drabanan by
mechubar?
Well, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about metaltalin. Mos konos. The whole sugya of mos konos is by metaltalin. That's a sugya. Karka, he agrees, kinyan kesef.
But if, let's say the field's burning up, and he has no incentive
Well, the field doesn't move. I mean, once you give the kesef for you, it's your responsibility. And you see what the field is. It's not in your attic. Now we get back to the Mishnah kinyan agav. The chasim that don't have achrayis, metaltlin, are nicknamed with the chasim sheyesh lamachrayis. Kesef shara chazaka. So the major issue in the achronim is how kinyan agav actually works. I buy the field, and while I buy the field, I also get the metaltlin. So there are two general ways that the achronim say that it works. Either it works through the if I do a maisa kinyan on the karka, it's as if that maisa kinyan also goes on the metaltlin. Even though usually kinyanim of karka don't work for metaltalin. It's one way to formulate it. Or do we say, no, all you need is a maisa kinyan on the karka. The chiddush of agav is, you don't need a maisa kinyan on the metaltalin. It's automatic. Once you do the maisa kinyan on the karka and you have the metaltalin in mind, that's good enough. And you don't need the maisa kinyan on the metaltalin. That's a two ways that the achronim discuss kinyan agav. So, minani mili, so how do you know that? So, Amar Chizkiah, how do you know kinyan agav? The Amar Krukah, the Pasuk says, Vayitin lahem aviyam, you had to look all the way at the end of Tanakh for this one. Divrei Yamim. Vayitin lahem aviyam matanos, im arei mitzuros b'Yehuda. The father gave them gifts with cities. Right, so you see, cities are the karka, and the gifts are the mitatlin. Ibailahu, ask the Gemara binan svurin olo. A question that we will not answer until tomorrow, Ezrat Hashem. Do you need that for agav to work? Do you need the metatzlin to be on the land that is being nikna, or can they just be somewhere else? Do you need them svurin on the land, tied up on the land, or not? So Amar Rav Yosef, let's try to figure it out. Tashma, the Mishnah says in Peya, Rabbi Akiva Omer Karka Kol Shu Chayev Zepeya Bevikurim. Even a tiny amount of land, one has to give Peya from, right, to leave a corner for the Aniyim, Ubibikurim, and you have to give Bikurim from a tiny amount of land. Before turning over, Rashi on the bottom says, Vidui Maisros, we're not Goris. Because even if somebody has no land, he could be Mizvada that he did Vidui Maisros. Even though he says, he has to say, Asher Nasata Lanu, that's Adam Asher Nasata Lanu, and he has none. But if you say it in the plural, Asher Nasata Lanu, that's okay. That's not like Bikurim, where it says Asher Nasata Li. If it's singular, you have to have a little bit. But vidui maestros, you don't have to have any, because you're talking about in the plural. So this is a little bit relevant. The Sharm Sena Balacha quotes Achronim by somebody who's not fasting saying anenu. Because you say biyom som tani seinu, it's all plural. So do you allow him to say the plural? So our minhag is, we pass on the Shita to say in Achinami, just like here. You're allowed to say, it's a middle Shita. You're allowed to say it even if you know you're going to break your fast. If you're not fasting anymore, then you can't say it. right? It's not exactly like this. But if, let's say, it's mincha time and a person knows that they're going to have to break their fast after, still they say anenu, but if they're already not fasting, then we don't say it's like v'idu ma'aser. So the Braisa says, the Mishnah says, so karka, a tiny amount of karka is chayav in peya and in bikurim, the licht of a prizbal, and it's enough to write a prizbal on. We say that a prizbal, right, a couple of weeks ago, only is written if the lova has a little piece of land. And so, even if a lova has a tiny amount of land, it's okay. Oh, and it's good enough for agav. So he asked the Gemara, "V'yam rabinin tzvurin, if you need the metatlan to be on there, kol shehu l'maychazi." So if it's a tiny amount of land, so what kind of metatlan can you put on the land? It's tiny. It must be. You don't need it to be on it. The Gemara answers, "No." Tir Gemara of Shmuel bar Bisna, kamei d'Rav Yosef, go to Noas b'machat. No, you could stick a needle into the ground. Right? So that's something. That's an example of agav that could be tzvurin. So Amar le Rav Yosef, kabastan. Kavastan, you're giving me pain. If potanel hashmina machat, with the whole kinyan agav and the Mishnah lists agav because of this one tiny case where you put a needle, that has to be tzurin. And if it's a kolshu in peya, so that's the case the Gutan is referring to. So Mervashi, no man leimalon to the talaba marganisa the shavi alfazuzi. Maybe you put a pearl or a ring on top of the needle, so it's worth a thousand zuz. So it's lav dafka nida. You can put something on top. Put something on top of that. So the Maharibe Rav says, but Pashtus, the thing on top is going to be spreading over where the land is. It's going to be even wider than that. So even if you would need Svurin, it sounds like it would be okay if the Metaltalin goes over the Karka that it is on. It needs to be on it, but, right, because if the Karka is only the width of a needle, and then something is on top of it, it's spreading out, so the airspace is still a little more flexible by the airspace.
So is the airspace metatlin, or is the airspace karka?
So the air is the airspace, well, it's connected to the needle, so it's all connected to the ground. It's considered agav enough. Good. Tashma, Amar Belazar, Maisa b'Madoni Echa. There was a story about a Madoni, it's the name of a place. Shai b'Yerushalayim, that was in Yerushalayim. Shai lo metaltzlin harbei, that had a lot of metaltzlin. Upikish lo matani, wanted to give it as a gift to somebody. Amru lo, they said to him, ein lo takana shiknei malgav karka. So you got to do it through agav. The only way you can do it is through agav. What about meshicha? What about chalipin? So I will ask that in a few lines. But you have to. There's no takana unless you do it through agav. So ma'a, so what did he do? So halach v'alacha beisela, samach Yerushalayim. He went and bought a piece of land next to Yerushalayim, a beisela, which we assume right now is the size of a sela, which is a coin. So he bought a tiny piece of land. V'yamar, tzvoni zela ploni, and he said, this northern spot is for ploni. V'imo, and with it, mea son, umea chavios, 100 sheep, 100 barrels, umeis. And then he died. V'kimu es dvarav, and the chazal, the chacham, or mekayim his word. So again, v'yamar, bina, and svurin, if you need svurin ba, base sell of the Maichazi. So what can you put, how many sheep can you put on a piece of land the size of a coin?
Have you accomplished the transfer of the karka?
What do you mean? He bought the karka. He bought the karka, now he's going to give it. Yeah, so how is he makna the land?
Yeah.
Meaning, forget the agat, how is he makna the land?
And then he could have done it the
maybe
same
star,
way.
Maybe star?
Yeah, but
star doesn't work for... Right, Shtar doesn't work for the metaltolin. So Lachar, he was zochin on somebody else's behalf, and he could have been zochin the metaltolin also. Let's say it was Shtar. So the Gemara says, what is that roi for? So misavres beisela selamamish. What do you mean? What the beisela? It's selamamish. It just means it was rocky land. Sela rocks. It was a big piece of land. My sela the nafish tuva. It was huge. But it just means it was a hard piece of land. My car will the Kashi Kesela. It was hard like a rock, but don't bring me any proofs that this is a tiny piece of land. The Rishonim here discuss, why not a Kinyan Odisa? Kinyan Odisa is where you're just moded that this land is yours. A Kinyan Odisa. So why doesn't that work? So the Rashba says, because that's not a Kinyan. That's not a Kinyan. We're talking about Kinyanim. That's not a Hoda'a Lav Midera Haknaahi. The Meiri says, different answers, the Meiri says, no, you know why I didn't want to do that? Because it's not true. He didn't want to just say it was his, because it wasn't the other guy's. Or he wanted to be mafarsin that he was doing a chesed and giving it to somebody. But the Meiri did not answer that it wasn't a kinyan. Master said it was a kinyan. So that relates to another machlokes, the sugya of kinyan odisa, Babasra and elsewhere. How does that work? Is that a real kinyan, or is that really just ne'amanus? Does that work through ne'amanus? Is it purely hodos baldin? I'm being modest, so I'll... But it's not really a kinyan. That's a discussion in the Ksos and Simon Kufsad the Dalad. But that might be the machlokas here between the Rashba and the Meiri. Okay, Tashma, continuing. a third try, whether we need by agav the metalton to be on the karka. There was a man that got sick in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Eliezer, that held like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that what? Rashi fills in, that he does not hold that Shechiv Mirah could just give kinyanim without anything. He does not hold Divir Shechiv Mirah Kechusim Vechum Misurun Dami. Or maybe he was healthy, and he liked the Rabbanan, who say that Shemira would be good enough, but we're not talking about a Shemira right here. Either way, it was somebody who had to do a Kenyan. He had a lot of Metalatlan, but he wanted to give it as a gift. And again, they said to him, oh, you got to give it Agav. So what do you do? He brought a little piece of land next to Yerushalayim. This little piece is to Ploni, and with it, right, 100 son, 100 barrels, and then he died, became a Chamas Dvarav. And again, Chachamim were Makayim his words. Here you can't say Selah means a large piece of land, because he says specifically, Tefach al Tefach. So, if you say you need Svurin, how much sheep and wine could you put on a tiny piece of land? So, Hachamayaskin and Ladami. Really, it does not mean that the actual sheep and wine were put there, it just means the value, the money. He put a sack of money on that land that was worth the dumim of the tzon and the yain. So Achanamim Mistaver, this also makes sense that he put the money on. Why? If it's the actual items, so what are you trying to... They said the only way you could do it is agav. What can you do? Chalipin, you chalipin. If it was the actual ones. Ah, it's money? There's shitas out there that say money, you can't be transferred with chalipin. Eid matz be'an nikna b'chalipin. Right, so Gemara is in the fourth parak in Bometzia, parak Azov. So therefore, that's why you couldn't use it. So, oh, it's a good ride that it must be money and not the actual items. 1 second, the Gemara is in 1 minute. Vela milo dummy? Well, we're talking about it, so it must be money? So that's a better question. So what about Mashiach? Why didn't he just, like, pull it? Why didn't he just, like, give it to him? So, El the lesson of Makabal Matan, it must be the Makabal Matan. The giver, the acceptor, is not there. Hachanami the lesson of Makabal Matan. So it must be that the Makabal Matan is not there, and that's why Mashiach is out, and that's why Chalipin is out. And that's where they're both out, so don't bring this. So you knock out the Hachanami Mistavra. You knock out the Hachanami Mistavra. 1 second. Vinis Kinonila Agavacher. So why don't you just give it to somebody else? On his behalf. Why don't you give it to somebody on his behalf? So Lo Samcha Daite. He didn't have smichas das. He thought that the person would use them. Savar Shamet V'Achaluhu. Right? Meaning, by karka, you don't have that problem. So maybe the karka, he gave it to somebody on the other guy's behalf. Right? There's no problem that he's going to, like, eat it up. By metaltalin, you have the problem of shamed va'achil. V'elamayin lo takana. So what does lo takana mean? Hachi kamar l'mayin lo sabcha daite. Because he's not so mechdas, and you can't do chalipin, and you can't do mashiach because he's not here, and you can't give it to him on his behalf. So for you, ain lo takana shikne agabe karka. Therefore, there's no takana unless you give it al gabe karka. That's the only choice you have. But again, we end up not having a raya for svurin or not svurin. What's the problem?
So he was
mezaka
the karka
al-de-acher. Right,
mezaka
the karka de-acher, and he used agav.
And he used agav, but he's not worried that the guy's going to go and eat the stuff that's on the...
Right, so if he gives him just actual metal, then the guy can run with it. But if he's giving him land also, maybe he has more smichas das there. So this is a discussion, again, some achronim talk about it here. It's not exactly have to do with this, and with this we'll finish. And that is, what about doing a kinyan chalipin on Shabbos? You do a kinyan chalipin on Shabbos? So the answer is, the Shulchan Aruch says that it works. Ives, and this is your abundance to do kinyonim on Shabbos, right? And don't we have a principle of the Yavid lo mahani? If you try to do something on Shabbos, that's usur, it doesn't work. So the Taz in Simin, I'm not going to look it up now at the same time, in Choshen Mishpat Simin Reish Ches says, there's a difference between Isurim Durabanan. It's usur to do A, to do B, inherently, versus, let's say, a kinyon on Shabbos. Kinyon on Shabbos is not inherently usur, it's just because the time, this kinyon is usur today, but it's not dafka that this kinyon inherently is usur. So that type of thing would work, even though it's usur. If something is inherently usur to do, so then that wouldn't work at all, even if it's Durabanan. Okay, maybe we'll start with that inside tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.